Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today with an interview with John Goff, who's been with us the last couple of days. John is a friend or brother who lives in Dexter, Michigan. He's a member of St. Joe's Parish, a businessman. He's married, has a family, and has been on really kind of an amazing journey with the Lord over the last 10 years or so. And I've asked John to come on and just kind of talk about that journey. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program over the last 2 days, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. But we're going to continue the rest of the story today. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here.
Yeah. And so we ended the show yesterday talking about priest, prophet, and king, the idea that, you know, every one of us is baptized into participating in Jesus's life at that level. And that as you began to grow in your faith, like a lot of us do, when we start to give God permission and we start moving in Him, it just sort of happens that we pray more. We pray more in our family. We start to spiritually lead like a priest. We communicate, talk to others about Jesus, which is the prophetic role, and then actually just kind of take authority over the things God's given us authority, begin to direct them more toward Him, which is that kingship, sharing in Jesus's ministry of bringing the Father's kingdom. So we just bring the Father's kingdom where we are. And so along the way, when that happens, the Lord leads us to places to understand more what it means to be in His kingdom. And we discover there's a lot more than we actually knew. Even, you know, when we got started, we thought we saw the whole thing, you know. So I know that the Lord, at a certain point, the Lord began to really reveal more of His kingdom power to you in your life at a time when you really needed it. So anyway, welcome, John. And why don't you share that story with us a little bit, the story of how God healed you.
Amen, Peter. Thank you. So in January of 2016, I was diagnosed with a form of leukemia, which obviously is a devastating event in itself. And I went through the chemo and all the treatments in February. In February 6th of that year was the first beginning of that chemo treatment. And within the first 10 minutes of that first treatment, I got a headache that I had for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That just never went away. My blood levels were never normal from, I first discovered this in August of 15, and they stayed that way even after all of the treatment. You know, and Sherry and I, through all of our journey together, became more and more involved in the church. And one of the ways I've been working is through the youth ministry at our parish, trying to be with our kids and involved that way. And our youth director calls and says, we need help. We need a chaperone for this retreat that we're going to go on. And this is a retreat in March of 2017. So a year and a few months later that we go on this retreat. All of the retreats in the past, I felt, I'm a cat herder trying to keep kids out of trouble, and I'm expecting that same type of an event of just making sure the kids don't get in trouble and things of that nature. We go to the retreat and begins on Friday night, and it immediately is known to me that this is not the same experience that we've been on in the past. And it was one beautiful event was we started with Eucharistic adoration on Friday night, and it was very, very powerful. But it really did resonate to me that this is a different event. And I had defenses that started popping up in this process. Saturday rolls around and things, you know, start coming together, but there's different things that are happening that I'm not quite comfortable with because I've not experienced that in my life in the past. And we go to an event that's titled Allowing the Holy Spirit to Guide Your Life. And at the end of this, they start to say, we're going to pray over you, and God will heal you if you ask God to heal you. And one of the things that they felt God calling them to heal was anybody who had back problems. The young lady behind us.
Who's they? They is
the leadership that was running. You know, yeah. So Father Matthias was leading
Father
this
Matthias
group.
Thalen from St. Pat, yeah.
St. Pat's in Brighton.
And some of his team from the Encounter, what are now the Encounter ministry people?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. So Patrick and Daniel were there, mm-hmm. and there was two other presenters. And at that time, Father Matthias was the seminary educator, teacher at the seminary.
Yeah, he was spiritual director for some of the guys at the seminary. Yes.
Is that okay? Yeah. So he had five of the seminarians there as well, and we're all together. And the young lady behind us stands up, and they say, anybody who's standing all around them, put your hands on them.
So she stood up because she had a bad back problem. So that's why she stood up to pray. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And I share this because this is the way God broke my disbeliefs that I was having at this point, and that I placed my hand on her head and we begin to pray. And as they pray, her head never, I had my eyes closed and my hand just moved constantly. And when we finished praying, she was ripping off her sweatshirt, running down the aisle, doing back bends. She said, I've had scoliosis. I haven't been able to do this since I was in first grade. She's a senior in high school at this point in time. Mm. She was healed. I saw her the next day. She was doing back bends in the cafeteria again. Yeah. Which the joy that God had placed on her was incredible and had healed her back. And I'm sitting there still myself saying, what is going on? And how did this happen? And this is just something I've never been comfortable with. They pull all the chaperones together later that day to prepare us for Saturday night's event. And as they give us instruction at the end of it, one of the guys, I believe it was Patrick, said, I feel the need that we need to pray over all of you. And there's about 60 chaperones in the room. And they begin to pray. And as they began to pray, one of them said, somebody's right knee needs healing. And my right knee has been a problem since I played football in high school, had an arthroscopic surgery in 1982 and all those things. And I was immediately set on fire. My right knee set on fire. My wife, Sherry, was holding my hand. And she said, my hand set on fire.
What do you mean, set on fire? Like, not literally like a flame, but you felt...
Sorry, a very hot heat that was raging through me that I can't explain other than God's Holy Spirit working in me. She immediately just pulled me forward to the front of the room, and Father Matthias was standing there, and she started sharing about my cancer and the headaches and all the things that I've been going through. And he immediately put his hands on my head. And at that point, the power that I felt was something I've never experienced and had to sit down. I was about to fall and sat. And at that point, the only recollection I have of that experience is physically was his hands on my head and Sherry holding my hand. And they prayed for quite a while. Don't know exactly how long, but my experience at that point in time was incredibly peaceful. I was in a place that I cannot physically describe. It was beautiful. It was awesome. On the outside, I was crying like a baby. Hmm. On the inside, I was in this wonderful place. And at some point, God presented himself to me. And it's this glorious, beautiful image that he provided to me. And when I was in 1992, my dad passed away. And one of my wishes, if you ask me, John, who would you like to speak with? It was always, I'd love to have a conversation with my dad. And God came to me to share, he is my father. And he gave me the gift to know I can pray and be with him anytime. And it was an experience that just changed my life at that point. At this point, I'm already pursuing God and a relationship. And it set it on more on fire than it had before. We continued praying. They continued praying over me. And it transitioned from that peaceful place to a best way I can describe it, I felt the blood in my body was in a washing machine. It was swirling. And it was an incredible experience. I wasn't dizzy or anything, but I was being healed at that point. Not knowing it at that time, we finished praying. We're moving on to the next presentation. I didn't go. I sat and just trying to gather myself. 2 weeks after this event, I have to go have my blood checked. Doctor sends me a message, wow, John, this is perfect. And I take it home to my wife, Sherry, and I show it to her, and she just looks at me and says one word, the mission. Up to this point, for that two-week time period, I kept it all internal with myself. Mm-hmm. So I didn't share it with Sherry. I was trying to grasp what happened to me that day. And at that point in time, God revealed to me and helped me internalize he had healed me. The cancer was gone. The headaches were gone. I didn't even tell Sherry my headaches were gone. From that point forward that I realized he healed me and provided me a gift to continue into my life and to pursue a stronger relationship with him. And discerning that process, knowing he healed me, I know what is it he wants me to do, and I'm just trying to be more open to allowing him to lead that for me throughout my journey with him, with Sherry, together.
One of the beautiful things that the Lord is doing, even in the midst of the trials and the struggles in the life of the church, and as we continue to journey with him, is he's manifesting his presence and the presence and the power of his kingdom through signs and wonders. I was just reading, happened to be meditating in my morning prayer yesterday morning on a few chapters from the catechism, little sections, paragraphs actually, and just two simple paragraphs, one talking about, I think 668 or 670, talking about the lordship and majesty of Jesus, his kingship, and his authority is far above all authority, every dominion, power, authority, and kingdom. All authority and power belongs to Jesus, and that he's present in his church, the next paragraph says, and that presence of Christ in the church is manifested through in a certain level of sanctity and holiness, though it's imperfect in people's lives, that the presence of Christ is producing sanctity and holiness in people, number one. And number two, he manifests himself in the presence of his kingdom through working signs and wonders and miracles through the proclamation of the gospel, of the good news about who he is. And that's just another place I just was noticing yesterday. It's another place in which the church just reminds us that this is part of the normal Christian life. We don't normally experience it because most Catholics will live their whole life long and never be in a context or a place where they either personally experience or they see someone else be healed, because there's a kind of underlying assumption that that doesn't happen. You know, we're affected by the way the world thinks about these things,
right,
and that God doesn't act that way or something. And yet the church teaches it, the scripture teaches it, the saints manifest it. And we're living at a time in this what Pope Paul VI described as a privileged moment in the Holy Spirit. You know, or Pope Francis called, there's a current of grace, this Pentecost, this grace of a new Pentecost, where signs and wonders burst forth from that upper room as the apostles began to step into the ministry. As Catholics, we're okay to say, well, yeah, it happened to the apostles, sure. Jesus did it, and the saints. And there's some saints who, like, amazing people, like St. Francis or Catherine, whoever, Vincent Ferrer, who were great miracle workers. But that doesn't happen with us.
Right.
But that's not true. And I think that's partly why your defenses were kind of up at the beginning. You're like, what's going on here? And I've never seen anything like this. And lo and behold, the Lord reaches down in his mercy and the tender love of a father, and he brings healing to you.
Amen. Yes, yeah. He did.
Isn't that something? I just was thinking as well, John, that friends who are listening today, all over the place, people are listening to this radio program in the morning, and maybe some of you are struggling with a physical condition, emotional condition, or something that's a deep burden to you. And I wonder if you'd be willing to just pray a simple prayer for them.
Heavenly Father, we are most grateful for all the beautiful gifts that you provide to all of us. Please, for all those who are struggling, who have physical or mental impairment that need healing, send down your Holy Spirit, strengthen them, bring them great healing, bring them the love of your Son Jesus to empower them to come together to be stronger in a relationship with you. In your loving name, Jesus, we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. We stand together on that. We're two or three together and agree. The Lord hears us in our prayer. And we come against every work of the enemy set against our brothers and sisters in any way who are listening to this program. And in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood, we break your power over them. Lord, bless them. Brothers and sisters, have a wonderful day. I hope you can tune in again tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.